The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
You are listening to The Inconclusive Breakdown, your weekly anti-PC look at entertainment and pop culture news.
Coming to you from the frustrated incorporated compound overlooking the beautiful Arizona Bay, this is Inconclusive Breakdown. I'm your host, Justin, joined as always by Skeets the Wonder Dog, Vince.
What it is!
Juan cannot be here this week. He is celebrating Puerto Rican Christmas.
By mowing the yard.
It's sadly not a joke. Sounds like one Vince would make. It's not a joke. Don't have winter.
Lucky bastards.
All right. On this week's show, we'll take a look back at 2019 and forward to 2020 and the end of the world, plus all your news wrap-up and all that good stuff. Our top 10 list this week, our top news stories of 2019, and of course, we will answer your listener questions. Vince, how was your Christmas?
It was hard to be reminded that it's the most wonderful time of the year, because it's not.
And on that note, happy kids. At least did you get cool stuff?
I got a Switch. Okay, it's the families, but it said two daddy and family. So no, it's mine. I'm on top, so it's mine.
Now, see, I would have been a smartass and said, hey, I got you a Switch, and just gave you, like, a little branch of a tree.
Right.
Because, you know, hilarity. But
well, it was a surprise that the wifey bought. Now, now I have to buy her something big.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a competition, you know?
It really is.
Yeah.
I'm not for sale, sir.
God, that's awful.
Yeah.
Next story.
But you did consider it, which
I thought about there for a second. I was like, you know,
this is wrong.
The Devil's Three-Way, is that it?
I think so. Not again.
We can get that piston action going. As long as our balls don't hit, we should be all right.
That's how we're ending the year. That's how we're ending the decade, really.
I don't think she'd be down.
Yeah, flip a coin. Who knows? Just tell her I'll bring wine.
All right? Yeah. Get her drunk. Yeah, that'll work.
Yeah, that was my go-to. I mean, wait, what? TV news this week. Quickly moving on.
How was your Christmas?
It was 24 hours, sir. It was fine.
Oh, listen to you.
Everybody down here's got the flu.
Oh.
Yeah, the nephew had a double ear infection and the flu.
Nice.
Yeah, sure. So it was a, we'll bring you your presents later. We don't want, you know, we're already sick. We don't want to get double sick or, you know.
The most wonderful time of the year, my ass.
Yeah. At least it is for Vicks and all that.
That ain't no shit.
All right, let's go to TV news this week. The offices of Puerto dos Fundos.
Oh, you're starting off with this one.
Yeah. The production company behind that Gay Jesus Netflix show. Yeah. Most wonderful time of the year, kids. They were bombed on Christmas Eve, according to a report. The company's Rio de Janeiro headquarters was hit by a Molotov cocktail attack on Tuesday morning. According to Variety, fire broke out after two petrol bombs were thrown at the building. The group released a statement following the incident, claiming no injuries have been reported. The company stated that the attack had endangered several innocent lives of staffers and civilians on the street. Puerto dos Fundos condemns any act of violence. We expect those responsible for the attacks to be found and punished. However, our priority right now is the safety of the entire team that works with us, the comedy group said. Sounds to me like a you poked the bear, and the bear got himself a nibble.
Largest Catholic population in the world.
Is in Brazil.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, keep poking the bear. But we never condone violence, so.
I don't know. The whole gay Jesus thing is.
Yeah, that's, you know. Still waiting for their Muslim take on that. Yeah.
No? Yeah. Do that one. That if you got real balls. That's edgy as fuck. Do that one.
Heads will roll. Yeah. All right. Some sad news this week. You probably don't know the name Lee Mendelsohn, but he was a TV producer. He's actually the guy that got the Peanuts started on TV. He passed away at 86. He died on Christmas Day in California. Lung cancer.
That sucks.
Is what got him. He would later he imported comic strips Kathy and Garfield to TV success, but his signature career moment came in 65 when he brought Peanuts characters to the small screen in A Charlie Brown Christmas. Half-hour animated special had a $96,000 budget. Originally aired on CBS and become a beloved touchstone of the holiday season, yielding a best-selling jazz album, and went on to win Emmy and Peabody Awards. So that's the guy that got the ball rolling there, kids. We're in a weird time between Christmas and New Year's. There's not a lot of news that happens. So, but this did come out. Ozzy's wife, Sharon. What a person?
Cunning stunt.
Yes, thank you with that Metallica reference. She had a shocking confession. The co-host of CBS's The Talk appeared on the BBC show Would I Lie to You, their Christmas special, and made a claim. The panel show features celebrity guests who tell some truths and some not-so-true tales to the fellow guests who have to decide which is the true story. I guess it's like their version of To Tell the Truth. Sharon's claim is that all of her stories, she said, were true, including the one that she said during a house fire that started after she and Ozzy accidentally left a candle burning. She forced a former assistant to go back into the house while it was on fire to recover precious artwork. She said that once paramedics arrived, she proceeded to rip the oxygen mask off of that staffer and gave it to her dog. But despite taking on the daring task of entering a burning house to get artwork, she fired the guy. Why? Because the staffer didn't laugh about the incident. She said, if you don't think that's funny, do you think this is funny? You're fired.
Wow. That's awesome.
That's,
Wow.
She said it's all true, so
I'm proud of it.
Yeah, proud of it. That's the thing.
That's great.
Yeah, I sent a guy to a burning house to get my pictures, and then I fired him and took his oxygen mask off and gave it to my dog.
You don't think that's funny? Get out of here.
Ozzy'd be a widow if that was me, telling you.
Wow.
Probably the happiest Ozzy'd been in 50 years.
Cunt. I take it back. Cunt.
Yes.
Okay.
Last thing for TV news this week, The Mandalorian.
The one John show saving fucking...
The one show that, yeah. Mandalorian creator Jon Favreau has revealed the second season, fall 2020.
Oh, my.
I gotta wait till the fall.
Aww. Oh,
that's so sad. Vince, do the magic hand thingy.
I can't.
Like the Yoda thingy.
I can't.
No, it's you just wave at Apollo Creed. That's all you do. Yeah, he just waves at him. He asks him, hey, do the magic hand thingy. And he just waves at him. It was funny. All right, let's go to movie news. Oh, Cats.
Oh, Cats. Holy shit. Holy shit. I've seen reviews. Chris Stuckman, is that the guy? Have you watched him?
I've seen a bunch this week.
His response to that is so good. He's like, I hated it. I fucking hated it. It was fucking awful.
Yeah. Cats hit theaters this week with a $100 million budget. And bombed so hard, you would have think they shot it in Iraq. All right. The movie only made $6 million in its opening weekend.
What's it made so far now?
I think it's like $6.5-7 million.
Wow.
But don't worry, a new version, according to the studio, is coming with, quote, improved visuals.
Is it less gay?
No. is reportedly being the new version with improved visuals is reportedly being sent to cinemas after a barrage of negative reviews in which the film was hammered for its disturbing CGI effects.
Look, all I'm saying is you're not going to get straight guys to go watch a goddamn Broadway play.
No. Probably not. Not when not when they look like that. I think that's the it's just it looks so bad. The acting's bad.
Yeah, but Taylor Swift looks good as fuck though.
Your furry tendencies are coming out.
I was questioning my sexuality there for a second. I was like, oh god.
That's illegal in Germany now.
Is it?
Yeah. Germany banned furries.
This is where you
put in the Deutschland Über alles in the background.
Is that it? Okay.
Yeah.
All I know is that the Taylor Swift shit, she looks good furry. Is that wrong?
Yes. Yes, it is.
It takes eating pussy to the next level.
Jesus. Usually there's no wrong answers, but sir,
I don't that's know, wrong. Man. There's something weird about it. I don't just, man.
It gives you Zoobly Zoo flashbacks. That's what it is.
Zoobly Zoo! Oh, they could have done the Zoobly Zoo movie.
Yes. That'll probably be the spinoff, yes.
Oh.
But nobody can replace Ben Vereen.
He's still alive!
Fuck, I don't know.
Fuck. Now I gotta look. God damn it.
I don't even know if I'm alive. This could be purgatory for all I know.
Ben Vereen. He's still alive. He's 73 years old.
Purgatory makes a lot of sense. Huh. And on that existential note, let's go to the next story.
Woo.
The CBC, the state-funded broadcaster of Canada, they edited out President Trump out of Home Alone 2 Lost in New York that they showed during Christmas. CBC edited out Donald Trump's cameo from the 1992 movie, and people watching it were quick to report the suspicious omission on social media. Some were outraged, some were thrilled. CBC released a statement saying, well, that part was cut due to time, commercial time.
Shut up.
And then they winked in Canadian. Wink, eh? Yeah. Come on now.
That's depressing.
Yeah. I still like our Canadian listener. Both of them.
We love you, Snowy. And the other guy.
And the other guy. I think it's a guy. Could be a girl.
We love you.
Canadian women.
Tell your friends about us. Wear a cat suit.
No cat suits.
Okay. Yeah, no, better not.
2020, the year of no cat suits.
No cat suits.
All right. Next thing I got here, actor Yahya Abdul-Mateen. This is a guy that was Black Manta and Aquaman and Dr. Manhattan on that horrible Watchmen TV show. We know he's going to be in the new Matrix movie. We had that story a few weeks ago. Now we know who he will be playing.
Neo.
No, sir.
Oh, good.
He's playing a young Morpheus. This is apparently going to do time travel in the new Matrix movie, it sounds like, or flashbacks or something.
So they turned it into Terminator.
Dun, 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 dun. Yep. Huh. I don't want Keanu to go down in molten lava, though.
Whoa.
It's hot. And maybe unless then, you know, the phone booth magically shows up.
Oh, shit.
I'm tying Matrix to Bill and Ted.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine? I'd go see that then.
Yeah, I might. Yeah. You're welcome, Hollywood. I just saved your movie. Again. Next thing here, Ryan Reynolds has confirmed what we've already told you. The Deadpool 3 is in development at Disney. So you're getting a third Deadpool, which we knew you were going to get. It makes money.
A Disney Deadpool.
That's what worries me a little bit.
That's kind of...
Hey! Kevin Spacey. Yikes.
What do you do now?
We're not saying he did anything. Wink A? A prominent Kevin Spacey accuser died by suicide on Christmas Day. Ari Ben, 47, who was married to Norwegian princess Martha Louise between 2002 and 2017, had accused Spacey of groping him under a table at a Nobel Peace Prize event in 07. It is with great sadness in our hearts that I, on behalf of the closest relatives of Ari Byrne, announced that he took his life today, according to his manager. This marks the third Kevin Spacey accuser to die in 2019. In May, Linda Culkin, who accused Spacey of sexual harassment when she was killed when she was struck by a car in Massachusetts. In September, an anonymous massage therapist who accused Spacey of sexual assault died in the middle of his lawsuit against the actor. His latest death comes one day after Spacey released a video on YouTube called KTWK, Killed Them With Kindness. Stoking a roaring fireplace adorned with Christmas stockings, Spacey could be seen looking into the camera and saying, "I know what you're thinking. Can he be serious? I'm dead serious. The next time someone does something you don't like, you can go on the attack, but you can also hold your fire and do the unexpected. You can kill them with kindness."
That's not weird at all.
He's like Hillary Clinton in the rookie years, you know? Yeah, three accusers just happened to die in the same year.
Dun, 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 dun. I don't know why it went to that.
Yeah, the one struck by a car. All right, I'll give you that can happen. Two committed suicide. Question. It raises questions. All right. We have another story from Rosie O'Donnell to cosplay extraordinaire Michael Moore. This time, Vince's target, white people.
Oh no! Not white people!
Now, before I read this, dear listeners, picture this as him saying this about any other race. And imagine what the backlash in the media would be. Okay? All right. Michael Moore declared that white people, quote, are not good people and that you should be afraid of them in an interview on the Rolling Stone podcast Useful Idiot. Better name for a show on him could not be found anywhere.
So he's a Jew? Sorry.
I don't know.
We need to find out.
Make
that happen.
Brad, get on that.
He's one of you.
Look in your directory. You got that like giant blue, like it's like a phone book, but it's giant blue and it's got that fancy top on it.
Just send out the Jew signal. No 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 no. Oy vey. No 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 no.
It's just a dollar sign. I kid.
We can.
Kid. Yeah. He declared that. Let's see it here. Moore warned people that if they see a group of three white men approaching them, they should cross the street because at least two of them voted for Trump. Saying, "I refuse to participate in post-racial America. I refuse to say because we elected Obama that suddenly means everything is okay. White people have changed. White people have not changed. 2/3 of all white guys voted for Trump. That means anytime you see three white guys walking at you down the street toward you, two of them voted for Trump. You need to move over to the other sidewalk because these are not good people that are walking towards you. You should be afraid of them," he said.
You're goddamn right you should.
Now, can you imagine if this was...
"You should be careful with black people. If you see them walking toward you, you should go across the street."
Yeah. Can you imagine? Let's say Mel Gibson said that about blacks. Can you imagine the backlash?
Oh, yeah, I can imagine.
But see, everybody wants equality until we all get treated equal. And then, you know, well, that's not fair. Equality's a bitch. Yeah, but be afraid of the white man, apparently. Says a white man. Good story here. Riley Howell, who gave up his life to protect others during a shooting at the University of North Carolina in Charlotte, now has a Star Wars character named after him. He died on April 30th when a gunman fired in one of the buildings at the school. Police say he saved lives when he helped bring down the gunman. Took the assailant off his feet, according to the Charlotte police chief said after the shooting. The heroes that we have here were able to apprehend him from there, according to the chief. Time magazine said his actions were honored by the naming of Rye Lee Howell, who is a Jedi master and historian, according to the book The Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker, The Visual Dictionary. The book was released on December 20th to accompany the premiere of the movie. So it was officially this guy, who sadly passed, is officially a Jedi in Star Wars canon.
That's cool.
So that is very cool. Sad that that's what it took, but... So there you go. That was it for movie-ish news. I have nothing for comic book news this week. There was... It's that weird.
Yeah, and I went to the comic book store the other day, and they didn't have my fucking comic.
Next week, sir.
I know. No, it's not.
No, it's 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't get me confused.
Yeah, I'm already there. There was a couple books came out this week. They're all Marvel. Incoming number one. This is their murder mystery book that's going to lead to the big crossover or big event. It's not really. I guess it is a crossover. That came out. Spider-Ham number one and Venom number 21. That was it that came out. So buy Spider-Ham, don't care about the rest. So, all right, let's go to wrestling news this week. Fandango, sadly, is once again injured and will be sidelined for a bit as he has to undergo Tommy John surgery on his left arm. He confirmed the surgery in an Instagram post. He also joked that his dreams of being a major league pitcher are over. Tommy John surgery is a common procedure done to pro pitchers. He suffered the injury during a December 11th episode of NXT when he teamed with Tyler Breeze in a match against the Singh brothers, and he separated his elbow.
Oof.
God, that sounds horrible. And he just came back from a knee injury, too, like less than a month ago. And he's hurt again, so. Good Lord. Title change took place at WWE's post-Christmas house show at Madison Square Garden on Thursday night. Andrade beat Rey Mysterio for the U.S. title. First title Andrade has held since he was called up from NXT. My guess is you're going to get the rematch at the Royal Rumble. Unless they do it on Raw or who the hell knows. It's WWE. WWE did announce that your main event for Worlds Collide, which is going to be on Royal Rumble weekend on the 25th, will be an 8-man tag. Undisputed Era of NXT will go against Imperium of NXT UK. So that should be fantastic. NXT UK star Flash Morgan Webster and Wild Boar have purchased the British wrestling company Pro Wrestling Chaos and will take over in February. So maybe BritRest, the British independent scene, is not dead yet? Thanks to NXT UK?
Give it time.
Yeah, well, they're trying to save it, so. See, in a message released by Chris Jericho, he has stated that if Tanahashi could beat him at Wrestle Kingdom on January 5th, he will be given an opportunity at the AEW Championship. This apparently has been confirmed by both AEW and New Japan as legit. So maybe they're working together? He says, not really sure, because Japan?
Oh, my.
Wrestle Kingdom's going to be awesome. 2-day WrestleMania. Hell yeah. Last thing for wrestling news this week. It was uncovered by some insane wrestling fans that apparently Lars Sullivan did some fancy lad for pay porn in the past.
Hell yeah.
So,
yeah. 20 bucks is 20 bucks, all right?
Yeah. So, people are, you know, taking him to task over that because he had made homophobic statements earlier in the year. And they're like, well, you did this in the past. I'm like... You can go after anybody for anything. Who cares? I do got a funny feeling that something more is going to come out of. There's something else going on with Lars. I don't know what the hell it is, but
I saw his drumming.
No. Pots and pans, pots and pans, pots, pots, pots. Oh, sorry, that's my Lars Ulrich impersonation.
Yeah, I know.
It's a good one, though.
It's very good. You play drums better than he does.
Well, yeah, it's the Parkinson's. Yeah. Like Muhammad Ali on a guitar. I didn't want to make the Michael J. Fox joke. That's too easy.
I know.
It makes you stand on shaky ground. All right, let's go to sports. Washington Wizards. It's the end of the year. I got to get it all out. Washington Wizards guard Isaiah Thomas Jr. was ejected late in the fourth quarter of last Saturday's 125-108 road loss against the 76ers after going into the stands and verbally confronting a fan at the Wells Fargo Center. After he made one of two free throws with 3 minutes and 6 seconds left, Thomas said he was running back and a fan had both of his middle fingers up and said, "Fuck you, bitch," three times.
Hell yeah.
When the Wizards called a timeout at the 2:53 mark, Thomas said he went into the stands to confront him. "I said, don't be disrespectful. I'm a man before anything. Be a fan." Apparently he listens to Bully Ray. His response was, "I'm sorry. I just wanted a Frosty." The fan said, adding that Thomas said he believes that the fan's behavior stemmed from a 76ers promotion, in which fans are awarded a frozen Frosty if an opposing player misses two free throws in the second half. Thomas said he identified the fan to security to have him removed from the game. "That crossed the line. I've got kids. I've got a family. That is not okay at all. So I just went to go tell him that." He said, "I'm never going to be disrespected in that way." Apparently, Isaiah Thomas Jr.'s skin is made out of tissue paper because it ain't thick. It didn't call him anything racist. Just fuck you, bitch. I wanted a Frosty.
Look, dude, I get it. But I also get why you acting like that.
Yeah, I see both sides of it. Yeah.
I mean, I hate to be like that, man, but damn.
Frosty's a buck, dude.
It's a fucking Frosty. It's a goddamn drink. It's not even an alcoholic drink. It's just a fucking Frosty.
Yeah, they are delicious. But
they're
yeah,
not don't, that just, fucking good.
You're crazy. The vanilla one's best.
Look, I'm arguing food with a fat guy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Moving on.
Moving on. Keep going.
NFL news. Marshawn Lynch has agreed to a deal with Seattle Seahawks where he made his name with that team. Running back signed him along with Robert Turbin after learning that their starting running back, Chris Carson, will miss the playoffs with a hip injury he suffered last Sunday against the Arizona Cardinals. So Lynch hasn't played since the end of last season with Oakland, who's now Las Vegas, apparently. It's a Vince McMahon story, and it's in the sports section, so you know it's about the XFL. Oh, thank God for the cough button.
They're still doing that?
Yeah. It's going to start here very shortly.
Really?
Like, right after the Super Bowl. Yeah. In the past, we've reported on the Vince McMahon cashed in some of his WWE stock to fund the XFL, but it now seems that there are some WWE shareholders that are concerned about the relationship between the WWE and the XFL, because they're supposed to be separate companies. According to Bloomberg Law, a WWE stockholder is suing Vince McMahon for a peek at records that will detail WWE's company involvement with XFL. Now, the lawsuit filed on December 26th by an Oklahoma firefighter's pension fund claims there is a credible basis to believe that McMahon and other WWE senior officers breached their duties to investors by diverting valuable resources to the XFL. The suit also suggests that the company's board members may have failed to conduct appropriate oversight to ensure that Vince McMahon didn't engage in transactions that would conflict with WWE's interests. That could get hairy.
Yeah, but don't you think the guy's made of money? Don't you think he would have crossed his T's and dotted his I's?
Yes, but who knows?
I'm calling shenanigans.
I think that's why he actually created a different company. I forget the name of the company that actually runs XFL, but he created a completely different company just to avoid this, but somebody's looking into it because they're not too sure about it. Next story here. Jesus Christ. ESPN. ESPN has come under heavy scrutiny and fan backlash after the LSU college football game last night when LSU quarterback and Heisman Trophy winner Joe Burrow found out live on the air that his coach's daughter-in-law was killed just hours before their semifinal game by an ESPN reporter asking him about it. After LSU's decisive victory over Oklahoma, quarterback Joe Burrow was asked about assistant coaches Ensminger during an interview with Dari Nokwa. I can't pronounce that name. Trisha Takanawa, but it's a guy. On the SEC network, it became quickly evident that Burrow had not been told anything. The reporter broke the news of the plane crash to Burrow live during the post-game interview. Burrow ended up handling it well. It had not been talked about so much on the broadcast, but the news had not been yet broken to the actual team. The team had no idea this happened. And, hey, what do you think about... And he had not... Yeah, just blindsided with, hey, your coach's daughter died.
How do you feel about that, sport?
In a plane crash, because she was an ESPN reporter, but, you know, she was coming to cover the game and, yeah, died, and you didn't know? Well, what's your reaction to that?
Yeah, what do you think about that?
Fuck ESPN. That was some shit. You don't fucking do that.
Yeah, you do. Why not? It's good. Yeah. It's good ratings.
Yeah, it's ratings. Yeah. Last thing for sports, last night Bellator was in Japan, and your main event saw Quentin Rampage Jackson get knocked the fuck out in the first round by the greatest heavyweight fighter of all time, Fedor Emelianenko. MMA, not boxing.
Oh.
But, yeah.
Sorry, I don't watch sports.
First time I actually saw somebody get hit, knocked down, and while they're knocked out, laying there, they're shaking their head no. Like, I don't want to fight no more.
No mas.
And then when the ref stopped it, he was looking at him like, what the hell's going on? Because he was out. So, Fedor's still badass. So, 43. Good God. That was it for sports, Vince. Video games
and stuff.
And stuff.
Take-Two files copyright suit to kill Red Dead Redemption, Damned Enhancement Project. This is from Torrent Freak. The first installment of Red Dead Redemption was never officially launched but on PC by a developer known as Damned Dev, hoped to change all that with his Red Dead Redemption Damned Enhancement Project. However, after reportedly ignoring Take-Two's warnings to cease and desist, he must now deal with a copyright infringement lawsuit. Let's see. Take-Two Interactive's Red Dead Redemption is considered one of the greatest video games of all time, but it opens... But the open-world masterpiece had a considerable shortcoming. Officially, a console-only release, millions of PC gamers were denied access to one of the most expensive video games ever made, an itch that remains unscratched to this day. With the 2018 release of Red Dead Redemption 2, Rockstar Studios finally bridged the gap. But for many fans, not having the original title on PC was something that needed to be addressed. Back in August, this simmering demand looked... like it was going to be met with the announcement revealing a new project titled Red Dead Redemption, the Damned Enhancement Project. Okay, so it's the original Red Dead brought to PC.
PC, yeah.
Wow, that looks awesome. I wonder if I can find it somewhere, wink.
Maybe, I don't know.
Maybe. This is actually really cool. This is the last thing I got because video games are kind of, I don't know.
It's that weird time between...
Yeah. Manga fans can now play long-lost Akira game for the Sega Mega Drive.
Yeah, this Akira thing, it was never produced, correct?
Mass-produced. Despite its huge following and central role to Japanese pop culture, Akira video games are few and far between. There was a Japanese-only release for the Famicom in 88. And there was a Psycho pinball game for PS2.
Yeah, I remember that one, yeah.
Do you remember that one?
Yeah.
I don't remember it. In the 90s, however, when Akira Fever had really hit the West, there was an interesting-looking game in development for the SNES, Mega Drive, and Mega CD. Footage of this title, which from Footage of this title, which was from THQ, was even showcased at the 1994 Consumer Electronics Show. Okay, long story short, somebody found an unreleased Akira game for the Sega Mega Drive. It's online, you can watch it, and you could probably download it somewhere.
Yeah, because people have Mega Drive emulators.
Yes, it looks fucking cool.
Yeah. Oh, no, Akira!
Oh, no!
Tetsuo!
Oh, Tetsuo! I want his fucking motorcycle.
Yes.
That's all I got.
That's the Kaneda bike, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
All right. Music. Apparently, EMI has reopened its back-and-forth lawsuit with Kanye West. The move coming out under a wire as though the suits had seemed settled in September. A federal judge had ruled that either party could reopen the case before Friday, December 27th. And they, according to EMI, apparently they have. EMI wrote, unfortunately, the parties have been unable to finalize the terms of the settlement agreement. EMI has handled publishing of West's catalog since 2003, and in 2019, he sued the publishing company, claiming that it was trying to lock him into lifetime servitude and control his music for the rest of his life. EMI filed a countersuit in March, claiming that West was ineligible to break his contract because he has signed multiple extensions for the company to handle his publishing. So, apparently they're going back to court. So,
I say she's a gold digger.
But she take your money. Jamie Foxx. That's all I got.
That's all I got. All right.
Let's see. Last thing for music news. Allie Willis, U.S. songwriter behind the Friends theme, as well as such hits such as September by Earth, Wind, and Fire, passed away this week at 72. Had a sudden heart attack. She wrote hundreds of songs for artists including Pet Shop Boys, Pointer Sisters, The Neutron Dance. That was hers. Her songs have sold more than 60 million copies worldwide. She won 2 Grammys, one for her contributions to the Beverly Hills Cop soundtrack, and the other for her score to the Broadway musical The Color Purple. But Vince, for you, she's best known for one song. You're the Best Around.
Really?
Yeah.
God, that's an awful song.
How dare you?
These are just mediocre songs.
I reiterate, how dare you?
These are just mediocre. There's just a bunch of them.
Well, she sold 60 million copies of them. That's something, right?
They're mediocre.
Not everything can be Ice Ice Baby.
I wish it was.
Well, yeah. All right, that's it for music news. Vince, do we have a good song for Song of the Week?
I don't know. When's New Year's? Is there New Year's songs?
We'll figure something out, apparently.
Yeah, because New Year's is on Wednesday, right?
That sounds right.
Yeah.
No, New Year's is Tuesday.
New Year's Day?
New Year's Day is Wednesday.
New Year's Eve is Tuesday.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah, Jesus fuck, dude.
All right, we'll be back after this with our top 10 news stories of 2019.
That's great, it starts with an earthquake, birds and snakes, an aeroplane. Lenny Bruce is not afraid.
Let's go!
I am a hurricane, but the fear self turn world to its own needs, don't deserve your own needs. Up and not be front, no strength, no less. Don't you let it with a fear, high down, high wire in the fire, represent the seven games in a government for hire and a combat site. Laughter wasn't coming in a hurry with the fury spinning down. Demon, demon, borders, battle, drop down the crop, look at that low plane. Fine, fit, overflow, population, common group, and it'll do. Serve yourself, world, serve its own needs. Listen to your heart, please. Tell me with the ration and the reverend and the right, right. Patriot, PGX, land, fight, right. Feeling free, sign, it's the end of the
What's up, everybody? This is Handsome Dan Lopez, the smartest man not in professional wrestling, and I am the host of Handsome Dan's Final Say, the show that is guaranteed to raise your wrestling IQ. We premiere new episodes on Tuesdays on WLWstudios.com, as well as the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and TuneIn Radio. When will the next episode debut? Stay tuned to my Twitter feed at Dan's Final Say or the Facebook page, facebook.com/Dan's Final Say, to make sure that you don't miss a single episode. Raise your wrestling IQ.
Hey, this is Mike from the Midnight Jury. When you are done with this show, join my co-hosts Adam, Cal, Sydney, and I every Friday as we travel back to the last old school generation of the 80s and 90s to review the best and worst in pop culture, horror, and occasionally pro wrestling on WLWstudios.com or the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, or Player FM. Go back in time when it was all about VHS, arcades, and hanging out at the mall. And remember that every second Saturday of the month, we go live at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Rant EM Radio, which includes taking your calls. Once again, that's the Midnight Jury on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, Player FM, and our home, WLWstudios.com. We'll see you there.
Horns up! This is Rock from Radioactive Metal. Join Snowy, Kareen, Aaron, and myself right here on the Shining Wizards Network every Friday for your weekly metal fix. We talk to all your favorite artists, cover all the latest metal news, cover all the latest releases, and feature brand new unsigned bands. So sit back, grab a beer, download the latest episode, and always remember, it's not metal unless it's radioactive metal.
Your recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting from the current to the way back. Join the Impact player Phil Rea and the Portuguese man of war Choppy for the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. Live every week on RantEMRadio.com. Get all our episodes over at iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Audio Boom, Google Play, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com, and TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com.
If you're not tuned in to the Shining Wizards, listen to what some of our fans have to say about the show.
Oh my God, I just love the Shining Wizards. It's four fucking virgin marks complaining about a fucking fake fighting show. Keep going, boys. The Stallion fucking loves you.
Tune in live every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. East, rantemradio.com. It's the Shining Wizards, where it's wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
And we are back. Time for our top 10 list this week. Vince, our top stories of 2019.
Mm-hmm.
A lot has happened this year.
Mm-hmm.
So start us off, what is your number 10 story of the year?
China accomplishes first landing on the far side of the moon.
The dark side, if you will.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of a big deal. And that kind of got buried real quick. It was like, yeah, this happened, and then you heard nothing.
They're up there mining helium-3.
You know what? It wouldn't surprise me. They sent people or something. Yeah, nothing would surprise me anymore. My number 10, since we are partly a wrestling show, the wrestling look for this year, the biggest story has to be the start of AEW. I mean, a viable major company. They're not going to, you know, overtake WWE by any means, but you have a viable second company now. So,
sure.
So that was pretty big. All right, you're number 9.
Stem cell transplant makes patient's HIV undetectable.
Oh, that's frightening.
That's scary.
Oh, it's hidden AIDS. Great.
Now, I'm more worried about airborne AIDS.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
the one that makes me uncomfortable.
Yep. That's frightening, which leads into my number 9. So I don't have a segue, but I'm sure somebody can segue this. Our main man, old boy Jussie.
Jussie!
Jussie Smollett's hate crime hoax. That was kind of a big deal.
That got dropped.
Well, yeah, but what do you mean? All these white racists. Welcome to MAGA country. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it wasn't white people at 2 a.m. with MAGA hats on in Chicago.
Yeah, it was a couple of Nigerian bodybuilder twins that he hired because he worked with them on his show. Yeah, come on now. At least it gave Dave Chappelle great material.
Right.
Yeah. All right, number 8.
Theresa May formally resigns.
Yeah. That was big for our British folk over there. That's, yeah.
Yeah, you Brit bongs. I mean, wait. I love you. Damn it. I love you! Send me beer!
Send me beer. Look at you.
Send me liquor!
Are you trying to Gamergate this? You
know, or jellied eels.
We'll talk good for beer?
Well,
wait a minute. That's,
wait, what?
Hold on, let me reconsider this proposition here.
Hey, I asked for that or jellied eels. Now, come on.
Yeah, that's true. All right, yeah, I'm good with that. My number 8 here, the Covington Catholic story.
Oh, didn't make the list. Fuck.
And the backlash against children, which when the actual story came out, it was the children were being harassed by black Hebrew Israelites. And you had, you know, Indian fake hero. Yeah, that whole deal. Remember when that producer for Disney said to throw the kids in a wood chipper?
Yeah, still works there.
Yeah, still works there. He was a producer on Beauty and the Beast. Yeah.
You know, whatever.
Disney.
Yeah. What's the guy's last name? Wink. Is it my turn?
No, it's a blue check. Yeah.
Is it a blue check? Yeah, imagine that.
Yeah. Number 7.
My number 7. Fire breaks out at Notre Dame Cathedral.
Yeah, that didn't make my list, but yeah. First time they didn't have Christmas Mass there in 200 years or something like that this year.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not a fan of fucking Catholics by any means, but man, I don't know. It's just that that old architecture, it's been there forever.
Something seemed really off.
Yeah, really haven't talked about it, have they?
You're not going to get the real story. So, yeah. All right, my number 7 here, the NXIVM cult case and Allison Mack's involvement.
That didn't make my list either.
Yeah. Branding of women and, yeah. And that has ties to some powerful people.
Yeah, how'd that not get Me Too'd?
Yeah.
How's that not getting Me Too'd into just submission where they're out protesting every day for that shit?
Well, it's a good question. It kind of makes you wonder about who actually was all involved.
Oh.
Yeah. Or who had ties to the group and who knew people that had money that knew people that, yeah. All right. Number 6, Vince.
Julian Assange is arrested.
Ugh.
April 11th.
He's going to die in jail.
Yep.
They said he's close to it already. They're keeping him drugged up and all this shit. Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of a bad deal there. What are we up to? 6?
Yes.
I have the impeachment shit show.
Oh, higher on my list.
Yeah, that's, That's going to lead into 2020, too.
Yikes. The first U.S. president impeached, it's going to get elected again.
Yeah. Imagine that. That's frightening. Funny. Number 5.
Brexit.
Yep. It's official.
It was official 2 times ago.
Yeah. They already voted it once. And then like, well, no, we don't want to. Fucking people spoke.
I don't understand.
And then they spoke again.
Yeah. I don't understand the problem with wanting your own sovereignty and not wanting a foreign government body telling you what to do.
To rule you. Yeah, that's...
That's really the crux of it. Everybody's like, well, you're just anti-Islamic. And I'm like, how the fuck is that even a thing when you're talking about not having the UN rule over you or the EU rule over you?
Which is UN East, basically. Yeah, that's... Do you want to be in control of your own nation and country and lives or have somebody else dictate to you?
Well, and the rape and the car running overs and the, you know...
Narwhal attacks.
Yeah, it seems... Maybe people are tired of it. I don't know.
Could be.
Seems like people are tired of it.
Yeah, speaking of seems like people are tired of it, that leads into my number five, the Yellow Vest protest in France.
Fucker.
Higher on your list. Yeah. Yeah, that's still going on, by the way.
Oh, yeah, still going. News coverage.
Yeah, well, that died quickly. Yeah. All right, number four.
Subscribe to PewDiePie. Terror attack kills 50 in New Zealand.
I didn't want to put that, but man, I thought about it. Yeah, that was big. That was a big, big story.
Yeah. Yeah, a mosque that trained...
terrorists.
No. Yeah. Do we have those listeners in New Zealand? I don't now.
Think so. We do in Australia, not New Zealand.
Not now.
We're apparently illegal in New Zealand now. So awesome.
Thought crime, baby.
My number four. The Virginia gun laws and gun confiscation that is now moving across the country.
What the fuck are you doing? Stealing my shit.
Well, we're up to the top of the, getting towards the top here. It's, you know, they're all going to be kind of similar. Yeah, it's Kentucky, somewhere else, and now they have introduced bills in Georgia. Which makes me ask a question. All these places are introducing these bills. You notice they're good old boy states?
Yeah.
Just something to think about there, kids. Not a conspiracy theorist at all, but just food for thought. All right, number three.
Yellow vest protest.
Yep.
It's big.
Burn it down.
Yeah. Yeah.
My number three, which is a recent story, the declassification of the Afghanistan papers, which most people haven't heard shit about because they buried it. But what it says, as soon as my screen comes back up from going to a screensaver, is, you were lied to about the Afghan war. There was no strategy to get out, to win. And we've spent $1 trillion, and how many people's lives have been ruined? For nothing?
Ta-da!
Magic. Yeah. Yeah, all those papers were declassified. About a month ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think. Yeah, you know what didn't make my list?
What?
The declassification of UFOs.
Yeah, really? That didn't. I
didn't make my list.
That might be your number one. Yeah,
it wasn't.
That's a good one too.
I fucked up.
Yeah. All right, what's your number two?
Right wing militias organizing armed gathering in Virginia with threat of civil war.
Yeah, that's gonna be the story of 2020. I got a feeling is that in the election.
I don't know. I mean, we've got listeners from other countries listening. That's a big deal.
Yeah.
They don't make it sound like it's a big deal, but it's a big deal. They're arming militias. There's counties, not the government. There's counties funding their own militias at this point.
Yeah. And there are people from...
Voluntary.
For coming from other states there to help. You can't see me winking at the microphone.
That's...
Yep. we'll just say yep, and everybody knows exactly what we're thinking.
But okay, let me explain. There's a lot of gun people here, right? Everybody goes at, but there's more of us than there are of them.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm talking about?
Yeah, and they're scared.
Yeah, because the National Guard down there is like, yeah, we're probably not going to get in the middle of this.
Some will. And I hope they're bachelors. Figure that statement out. It ain't gonna be pretty.
Getting kind of scared.
Yeah. All right. What was that? Your number two?
That's two, baby.
My number two is the Hong Kong protests.
Oh my!
Finally, somebody's standing up saying "fuck you" to China.
And we want our South Park.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we're fucking arming Saudis when we should be arming the Hong Kongs. Yeah, I said it.
God damn, dude.
All right. I think our number one's the same.
My number one is the Trump impeachment.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's big.
That
built
is big.
On, built on lies. Complete lies.
Yeah, built on absolutely no proof.
No proof whatsoever. He did this. No, he didn't. Look.
Here's the actual evidence, the papers. Here's the statements from the people that were involved in the phone call. There's nothing there.
Here's the proof that you did it.
Yeah.
That you did it wrong. You fucked up. This is you saying that you're going to do this.
Yeah.
We have video. More proof on the Democratic Party in this country than we do on anything else.
Yeah.
Here it is. Oh, yeah. There was money?
What?
Yeah.
How did Nancy Pelosi get so rich off a lawmaker's salary?
Between the Virginia thing, the next Civil War, yeah. I mean, fucking bad.
Yeah, it's, hey, this is a nice house made out of gasoline. Let me light up a smoke.
Yeah.
Well, my number one is the global pedophile ring and the Jeffrey Epstein death.
You know, Democrats in this country, pedophiles, you know.
It's all the same, he says, not really sure, because everybody's dirty.
Mm-hmm.
They're all dirty.
Mm-hmm.
We'll just leave it at that, because I really wanted to say something and it would be misconstrued by the NSA.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was our top stories of 2019. The only listener pick was Brad, who came in with did that Epstein guy kill himself? To which the answer is no, he did not.
Nice.
So, all right, let's get to listener questions. I didn't see this as we were recording last week, but Eddie would like to know,
Eddie.
Seth Rollins, is he a bad promo or just special needs? And I'll be honest with you, this is a hard question.
Hey, everybody gets a shot.
He's got a shot.
He's
he's just, his promos are bad, man. I mean, it's Jeff Farmer bad. For wrestling fans, know who Jeff Farmer is, but Jesus Christ. I'm going to say he's a little bit of both.
Don't be like that.
And misused, as you can say, with so many people in wrestling. He should have never been a good guy. Should have always been a bad guy. Let him be the cocky, obnoxious bad guy. That's his role. It's real simple. But who am I to know? I've just been watching for 40 years, man. You know, like you do. Ronnie would like to know, our next question here. Besides soccer not being a real sport,
oof,
if the allegations are true, how can any sport program put a stop with the racism chants? This goes into a story about a player. Oh, Ronnie, I apologize. I forget the actual country. Complaining about racist chants in the crowd during soccer games. And here's the answer. You can't put a stop to it. Theoretically you could and say, hey, if you say this, you're banned for life. It's not going to work. It's not practical. You're never going to have it. I mean, hell, if you sit courtside during an NBA game, they call each other the N-word all the time to each other. And then get mad if somebody in the crowd says it. I mean, you're never going to get rid of it.
Shit.
Especially in Europe, where you have... How do I word this, Vince?
I don't know.
Major ethnic difficulties. I think that's a safe way to say it. I think, yeah, major ethnic difficulties. That's how I'm going to say it. So you're not going to get rid of the racist chants. You're just not. So, next question here is from Handsome Dan. Did any of you watch Zombieland 2?
I haven't seen it yet.
David Arquette is in it, so I imagine it's a flaming turd full of MAGA jokes and other such nonsense. Didn't seem like it hung out in theaters very long. It really didn't seem like it was in theaters, but maybe a couple weeks. But my guess it was like a month or two. But I haven't seen it yet. Yeah, I imagine it's just all that. So
I don't know. I mean, it looked good.
Yeah, it looked good, but I may find a way to watch it online and
wink.
Yep. And check it out. But if it's like the Watchmen TV series, where like, man, all right, I'm gonna give this a shot, and then like 5 minutes in, I'm like, click. Yeah, it could be that. So
yeah, I couldn't bring myself to watch it. I watched the clip online.
Which will Watchmen or Zombieland?
Watchmen.
Yeah, that's
yeah. Black Dr. Manhattan.
I made it 5 minutes, and I was like, "Yeah, this is just all white guys are racist." Click. I'm done. So, all right. Next question here. Roboto would like to know what defines a Christmas movie, and not Die Hard isn't an acceptable answer. To me, a Christmas movie, defined as such a Christmas movie, must A, take place during Christmas, B, have Christmas be a main focal point of the story, where you can't have the same story set in a different time, you know, and still have it make sense. Christmas has to be a part of the story. Like Gremlins. It actually doesn't work if you take it out of Christmas, because the whole point of getting... I about called him Mowgli.
Mogwai,
thank you.
Oh my god.
The whole point of buying Gizmo was he was a Christmas present. You know, it ties to the story. So, for me, that's what it is. Vince?
I think Scrooge or Scrooged is a Christmas movie. You know what I mean? It's gotta be...
Yeah, it's...
You gotta have at least Jesus mentioned somewhere in the fucking... Even though Jesus is not mentioned in Scrooge.
No,
A Christmas Carol. There's no mention of Jesus in.
But you have the ghosts of Christmas past, present, future.
Right.
You know, that. It, yeah.
I guess if Yule is mentioned somewhere in it, right?
There you go. Yeah. All right. Roboto's next question here: did you ever receive an IOU for Christmas, and did you ever get the item in the weeks or months following? Yes, the Talkboy tape recorder from Home Alone 2. What were some of the best games you received on Christmas, video, and board games? So, looking at two questions here. Have you ever gotten IOU for Christmas, and did you ever get what they were supposed to give you?
I got a Switch, but I never got an IOU.
Not that I can think of?
Yeah, I've never gotten an IOU.
No. Okay, what are some of the best games you've received on Christmas, video, and board games?
I got a Switch the other day.
I don't think I've ever gotten a video game for Christmas.
I remember getting an SNES for Christmas one year.
I take it back. I got the original Nintendo for Christmas.
And I remember we had unwrapped all our presents, and we were putting shit up, and we really, really wanted an SNES, right?
Yep.
And we were happy with what we got, and they were putting the tree up. And all of a sudden, Dad was like, "Hey, you missed a present." I was like, "What are you talking about? It's on the back of the tree." And it was propped up against the wall in the tree. Mm. And we knew exactly what it was.
And you have never squeed so hard in your life.
Yeah, and it was a goddamn SNES. Super nice. Yeah.
Yeah. Board games. You ever gotten board games for Christmas?
Yes.
Did I get you Oregon Trail, or did I give that to Short? I can't remember.
It was me. You gave it to
it
me.
It was you. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's the best one you've ever got.
Sure.
Sure.
Whatever makes you feel happy, man.
Well, the pills ain't doing it anymore. So.
All right.
All right, next question comes from Chris. If you existed in the Star Wars universe, what would you want to be? Species, home, occupation? It can't be Force-sensitive like Jedi, Sith, Dagomir, Witch, nor a Mandalorian, or whatever the hell Commander Dirge was, but just some mundane, none of them roles. What would you be?
An Ewok.
You would absolutely be a murder bear.
I would be a murder bear. That's what I want to be. To live just completely fucking ignorant of whatever the fuck's going on.
They just wanted left alone. Yeah, murder panda. Yeah.
Murder panda.
They were murder Asian pandas. Yeah.
That's what I want.
I would probably be a Wookiee. I would have the Phantom do my voiceovers, but...
So, okay, wait. So the whole furry thing...
Yes?
We went for the hairy...
We both went for the hairiest
creatures. We both went for the motherfuckers in makeup that are furries.
You notice none of us said Gungans. Nobody wants to be Darth Jar Jar. Even though we know quite a few people that would fit perfectly into that role.
But we want to be furry. So me wanting to fuck Taylor Swift in a cow outfit.
We want to live. We want to live in the woods and be left alone.
Oh, is that what it is? Okay,
that's where I'm taking it. Yeah.
Okay, you do you.
God knows what your furry suit is. Ugh, I don't want to know.
I didn't even know what a furry. I didn't even know what a furry was until Hards brought it up that one time. I'm blaming him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No. Moving on. Chris would like to know, besides the secret always off-camera elevator shoes he insists on wearing in every movie, what other small man complex measures do you think Robert De Niro takes to compensate for his having hailed from Munchkin Land?
Bulge in his pants.
Yeah. I'm going to say Joe Pesci to be his yes man, even though I like Joe Pesci.
I know a guy... We were talking about the new Irishman movie and how it's nothing like the book.
Yeah.
And why they fucking casted Robert De Niro is a goddamn.
He's a name and Scorsese. Yeah.
But he's not Irish.
No. Yeah. Is it based off I Heard You Paint Houses?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, okay. I thought it was, but I wasn't.
Yeah, 6 foot two fucking Irish guy.
Yeah.
So it's not Robert De Niro.
So let's get 5'4", you know, Fredo here to, yeah.
Oof.
Yikes. All right, Chris's next question. If they, who am I kidding, when they reboot Wizard of Oz.
Hey, they did. Do you forget the Wiz?
You know that is banned from the show. The Wiz is banned, like Rocky Five.
I bet they reboot the Wiz before they will regular Wizard of Oz.
Tyler Perry presents the Wiz.
Oh, there it is. Oh, Christopher, look what you did.
It's going to be Donald Glover and Beyonce.
And Idris Elba.
I apologize to everyone.
Idris Elba as the Wizard.
Oh, no, the Wizard's still going to be crazy white guy. It's going to be a... No, it'll be a white woman.
Oh, there it is.
Nope,
yeah.
Your Wizard will be Oprah.
Oh, my God. No, she's like the witch. She's like Glinda.
They put her as the good witch, yeah. Which means your bad witch will be...
A white woman. Or a gay white guy.
What's Oprah's gay... Not gay bestie does the news on CBS. I can't think of her name.
Fuck, I don't know.
You're supposed to be up on this stuff.
Yeah.
But his question is, when they reboot Wizard of Oz, who could who would you cast, basically? For Judy Garland, Scarecrow, Tin Man. So basically, we were working on this already, but just the Wiz version.
Yeah, we're doing the black version.
Yeah, it's easier for us.
It is.
Let's see.
Hey, Return to Oz wasn't awful.
No, it wasn't awful. The Wicked Witch would have to be a white woman. Who would be a good evil white woman?
Ooh, Ashley Meryl Judd.
I was going to say Meryl Streep, but then I immediately pulled it to the side and go Alyssa Milano.
Ooh.
Nothing says Wicked Witch like Alyssa Milano. Who would be the Flying Monkeys? They're not going to be in the movie. Yes, you know.
You know what they need to make? They need to remake the movie for A Boy and His Horse.
Oh, yes. Horse and His Boy.
Yeah, yep. Horse and His Boy. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's not ever going to happen.
That's never going to happen.
Chris also adds here that AOC will be the horse face of a different color. just one last little jab there at you there.
Hit it.
That still fits into your furry thing. Just put her in a horse costume, I guess. Huh?
Oh, she'd be on all fours at that point.
You know, there's sometimes I know I should stop talking, but it just pops out anyway.
I know.
That's how this show started.
The things we say.
Yeah.
All right, next.
Chris, again here, at what point, at this point, which crazy conspiracy theories do you think aren't going to turn out to be true? Well, that's a good question, because a lot of them have.
I would say no one ever saw the UFO thing coming, but damn.
But this is, which ones do you think that are out there that are not going to turn out to be true?
Right. I don't know.
Well, they're already turning the frogs gay. You eat that Impossible Burger, it's, you know what, 8,000 times the amount of estrogen.
Yeah, did you see that? 60 milligrams of estrogen in those things.
Yeah. Literally turning the men into women.
Yeah, don't eat it.
Yeah, don't. I don't know. Well, let's say Hollow Earth. Let's go with that one, just to have an answer.
Jesus, I could see that. Admiral Byrd was right the entire time.
Space Nazis.
Could you imagine?
Space Nazis running dinosaurs. That's my answer.
Okay, yeah, that's, yeah.
Iron Sky 2. So. All right, next question from Twitter. I have no doubts that you guys saw the video. I can't wait to hear your thoughts on it. Vince, this is the Jewish senatorial candidate Richard Frockman and his comments about white men committing suicide.
Yeah.
Let's put it this way. Even Trump has talked about this now. This is a guy saying that he's happy that white men are committing suicide in higher numbers.
Again, that's racism.
Again, I go back to my prior statement. Can you imagine if the races were reversed?
Yeah, absolutely.
Can you imagine if this was a white guy saying, yeah, glad those Jews are killing themselves? What? Seriously?
Yeah.
It's literal racism right there. You want other people of a different race to die.
Well, you know, God's chosen people.
And you're happy about it. He was literally laughing and happy about it.
Oh, it's not. And now everybody's like, well, that's anti-Semitism. What, for pointing it out?
Yes, for pointing it out.
Fuck you. You know what? Any group of people that thinks I'm cattle.
Yeah.
Fuck right off.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, no, that's it.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah, whatever.
All right.
Last I'm the listener. Bad guy.
Yeah. I'm okay with being a bad guy.
At this point.
All right. Last quick listener question from Twitter. Since it's the end of the year, I was wondering your favorites of the following: TV show, movie, wrestler, male and female, video game, and celebrity train wreck. All right. So let's break this down. Vince, what was your favorite TV show you watched this year?
The Mandalorian.
Yep. That's mine.
I don't watch TV either, so that's a really difficult question.
Yeah, well, I saved you on Mandalorian.
I know. Well, and honestly, I watch old TV.
Yeah, but the TV we watch is old TV.
I know. That's all. The only thing. Seriously, I watch Gunsmoke and The Rifleman and
it's Grit, Comet, and MeTV.
That's it. That's all I watch.
And that's not a joke.
That's not a joke.
Legitimately, it. Yeah.
That's all I watch. Because new TV sucks ass.
We need more Chuck Connors.
That ain't no shit, dude.
That ain't no shit right there. All right, what's the best movie you saw this week? Or this week? This year? Save me, Jeebus.
I don't know. New movie?
Yeah, what movie came out this year that you think is the best movie?
I have no idea.
I gotta say Peanut Butter Falcon.
Okay, that's all I'll go
love
for,
that.
Too.
I love that movie. And like you said, boy, LaBeouf pulls you out with his politics, but man, when he gets his head clear...
Dude, that fucker can act. You
know, motivated, he is amazing.
Did I talk about this last week?
I believe so.
Dead Man?
Yeah.
I gotta watch that movie.
Yeah.
Crispin Glover.
Yeah.
Sorry, talking about LaBeouf and Crispin Glover pops in my head.
Yeah, I can see the similarity.
Dude, that guy's a genius.
Yeah. I agree. Your favorite male wrestler of the year. Vince, I know your answer is three black men.
Yeah.
Vince's answer is always New Day.
It's always New Day.
My favorite wrestler to watch this year, Will Ospreay in New Japan. Vince, your favorite female wrestler to watch?
New Day. Alexa Bliss.
Nah, that's a good pick.
I don't like wrestling. I just like watching.
Watching her. It? I don't like wrestling. I just like watching it.
I enjoy watching her.
Yeah, she's very good.
She's special.
She's very special.
She makes me feel things that I don't usually feel. She doesn't have to wear a cat outfit.
That's true. My favorite female wrestler to watch this year. Normally, the answer is always Rosemary, but she was out hurt a lot this year. I'm going to say Chris Statlander. Very, very good. And actually won.
Chris Outlander?
Statlander.
I know. I'm being a...
Well, that's a joke because she plays an alien. So.
Oh, my.
Yeah. She won the AAW women's title last night. So.
You go.
All right. That's your favorite video game of the year.
Of this year?
Yes, 2019.
God damn it. Borderlands 3.
Okay.
I like that game. It was good.
I don't have an answer. I play mobile games, but they all came out years ago. So.
Yeah, that's really, it's hard to pick because I haven't really played anything. Borderlands 3 was the game that I sat in line for this year.
Yeah.
And all until right. Cyberpunk comes out.
Yeah. What was your celebrity train wreck of the year?
Oh, fuck. I don't know. What's yours?
So many. Alyssa Milano trying to argue guns.
Okay, that's mine.
Yeah, that's...
When I say that I don't watch TV or keep up on, you know...
Basically, Vince listens to me talk on the show to get his news.
This is where I get my news and vote.
Yeah, so... All right, let's get to Did You See the Stories, and this came in from last night. Five people were stabbed in an attack on Hasidic rabbi's home in Muncie, New York on Saturday evening. The incident took place in Rockland County, which has the highest per capita Jewish population in the U.S., according to New York officials. Police chiefs said a man covering his face with a scarf knocked on the rabbi's door during the seventh night of Hanukkah, just as the rabbi was lighting the candle. The assailant rushed past the man who answered the door, and he pulled out a machete and began stabbing people.
What the fuck, man?
He is said to have gone after terrified victims as they ran away and tried to access the adjacent synagogue before fleeing the scene after some guests hit him with chairs and a small table. Police say the suspect is in custody. He reportedly escaped the scene, but he's arrested in Harlem after being tracked down through his license plate number on his vehicle. One of the five victims rushed to the local hospital. Let's see. Of the five victims rushed to the local hospital, two were in critical as of this writing of the story. The organization here said one of the victims had been stabbed six times.
Jesus, man.
The attacker was a black man, but somehow the media and social media are blaming Trump.
Sure.
Just, God damn it.
Well, yeah. Because Trump fucking did it.
Well, of course. Apparently, he's a black man with a machete now instead of orange man. He's now black machete man. People are fucking inherently bad. That's where I'm at now. Because people are evil. All right. Next story here. We have some state governments fighting against the federal agencies trying to protect us from the surge of illegal immigrants. Let's see. Politicians want us to give up our guns. I'm scanning.
Scanning.
The sheriff of a Florida county has come under fire for some of his comments he made in a video. By his own admission, he has a warning for his citizens. This is a war. You better be prepared to wage war to protect you, your family, and those around you. When violent criminals strike, the police usually recommend calling 911 in emergency rather than fighting, but not this. Sheriff Wayne Ivey of Brevard County, Florida. He suggests people be prepared. Anyone with a concealed carry permit, he says, should be armed at all times. Saying, folks, now more than ever is the time for our citizens to be prepared to serve as the first line of defense. Wow. Of course, he's being raked over the coals because how dare you, blah, 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 blah. Cop told the truth. Vince, mark this down with that red circly thing on the calendar.
No shit.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Oh, Virginia. God damn it. As if Virginia Governor Blackface's wholesale attack on gun owners wasn't enough, him and his Bloomberg-bought allies in the General Assembly now want the state's hardworking taxpayers to foot the bill. The budget bill included a little increase for this coming year.
Oh.
A $250,000 increase.
Oh,
$250,000. And you know what this was for?
I don't know.
The Correction Special Reserved Fund.
Oh, my.
To, quote, increase the operating cost of adult correctional facilities resulting from the enactment of gun control measures. So they've already worked it into the state budget that, yes, they are coming for your guns. If you don't comply, you are going to jail. It's already in the budget. So don't tell me this was all of a sudden. This has been in the works. Also, the Virginia Senate has introduced SB 13, which is in response to the planned rally on January 20th. If this bill should somehow pass, it would prohibit firearms on public Capitol grounds except for law enforcement. This, along with the Moms Demand Action counter rally that's set for the same day, and sadly, the probability of something bad happening is just getting higher and higher.
Y'all want it, don't you?
If you are going, and I know a couple of people that listen that are going, be safe. Have a gas mask. It's not a joke.
No, it's sad that it's come to that.
They're going to use pepper spray and they're going to use tear gas.
No, they're not. They're going to use live fucking rounds.
Well, that's, yeah. But once the gas is up, you can't see who's shooting who. And then, yeah, it's... Be careful going to this rally. Something's going to happen, man. It ain't going to...
You're setting yourself up.
Yeah.
I think it's the false flag is ripe.
It's
at this point,
right there. Yeah.
It's right. They are going to use this to demonize somebody. Even if nobody goes that supports the Second Amendment, they are going to use this
to put in a bad actor that's going to fire a shot.
Fucking A.
Yeah, that's exactly what's going to happen, and that's frightening.
Yeah, it's
All right, next thing that was sent in, sources inside the FBI have reportedly confirmed that the Bureau is investigating British socialite Ghislaine Maxwell and several other, quote, unnamed persons of suspected of helping the Jeffrey Epstein, get the children.
The FBI is actually going forward with stuff that, you know, they should be looking at.
Yeah, but just keep this in mind that it's the same FBI that spies on the American people, the president, and said Hillary did nothing wrong. So,
giggity, giggity.
Yeah, so there you go. They're looking into them. Okay.
We're going to look around.
Like all of us that are on a list. All right, great. Now moving on to a story that somebody sent in, and this was a... Please tell me they're joking about this, and sadly they're not.
Oh, my.
It's another reason why socialists and commies are asses. It should be dealt with helicopter rides.
Oh, my.
An article in The Nation stated, if we want to keep cities safe in the face of climate change, focus on the last half of this sentence. We need to seriously question the ideal of private home ownership. This is blatant communism, as in communism, you own nothing, the state owns everything.
That's my favorite the article type.
The article is in response to the wildfires in California this year and says, to engage with these challenges, we need to do more than upgrade the power lines or stage a public takeover of utility companies. There's another commie thing. Public takeover. We need to rethink the ideologies that govern how we plan and build our homes. There has been a resurgent interest in government planned and built public housing, including recent legislation proposed by Ilhan Omar, AOC, and Bernie Sanders that would shore up and invigorate the federal system. That right there should shake you to your core. The Green New Deal invokes prior eras of government intervention, lending itself to revitalized thinking about the social value of public goods. These are all code phrases for commies, by the way. Public goods, not private, very important distinction there. If we can reframe the debate about how the future of cities beyond rote acceptance of property ownership, it will free up space for us to think about new, more just and climate-attuned modes of urban living.
Huh.
Yeah, that's you don't own that. We own that.
I love communists.
It's a real quick way to get your head turned into a flesh canoe.
Oh, my.
Period.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
I got nothing.
That's really what can be said. They want communism.
Yeah. It's
not that's bad. What it is. People will die. God damn it. All right. Next thing here. Oh, MSNBC host Rachel Maddow. Her defense in court over her claim that One America News is, quote, really literally is paid Russian propaganda, end quote, is that statements she makes on her show should not be considered facts. She's currently being sued by the network OAN for $10 million over the claim. The lawsuit stems from a July segment in which Maddow asserted as fact that in this case, the most obsequently pro-Trump right-wing news outlet in America is really literally is paid Russian propaganda. Their on-air politics reporter, Kristen Rouse, is paid by the Russian government to produce propaganda for that government. That's what Maddow said. But what she admitted in court, under oath, is that nothing she said on her show is fact, and that's how it should be taken.
Literal fake news.
Yeah, she admits it's fake.
That's hilarious.
That's her defense of trying to not pay them $10 million. Also, Universal's in the lawsuit, as well as the MSNBC and NBC all together. Their defense is,
yeah, fake news.
Nothing we said should be taken as fact.
You just proved Trump's point.
You literally just admitted to it in court.
That's hilarious.
Keep giving him ammo, you idiots.
That ain't no shit. That's it.
Yeah.
What are you doing? You hate the dude, but yet you go out. We lied. It's a show. It ain't nothing.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep. All right. Speaking of Trump, end of the year and more Twitter censorship. This time against President Trump.
Oh, my.
Twitter has been caught hiding several of the president's tweets on his timeline. Twitter is also caught deleting thousands of likes from his tweets about Nancy Pelosi. Twitter has been caught removing accounts after the president had retweeted them. A user caught Twitter shaving thousands of likes off one of his posts about Nancy Pelosi. Soon after this, Twitter began removing the accounts retweeted by the president. Even CNN has had to report on this story. It's so big. And Twitter, of course, gave them a comment saying, Twitter spokesman confirms that the platform has suspended some of the accounts that Trump retweeted in a tweet storm the other night for unspecified violation of Twitter rules.
Unspecified. Well, we just took it down because we can. You can't say nothing. Why are you on Twitter? Why?
It's no longer left and right. Stop. Get your mind out of that. It's, do you want freedom or do you want to be a slave? That's it.
Yeah, how much money does that guy have?
Not enough to save with it. Lastly, instead of a feel-good story, Vince, do you have any predictions for 2020?
Do I have?
This could be about anything. I'll let you think. I got some wrote down here. I'll give you some time to think here. I have a few predictions. I think Apple will either buy MGM, the movie studio, or they will buy Netflix. I think Colin Kaepernick will run for office somewhere. I think Venom 2 will be the best superhero movie of the year. And since we are a part of a wrestling network, I will say you're going to get Brock Lesnar versus Tyson Fury at WrestleMania. Cena will break Flair's record. And CM Punk will wrestle somewhere. I think Trump wins re-election. I think the political divide will get worse and violence will happen somewhere.
That's where I'm at.
I think we're going to have a terror attack in a major U.S. city.
Soon.
I think that's going to be soon. And lastly, I think Kathleen Kennedy will be out at Lucasfilm. And I think she will be replaced with Jon Favreau instead of Kevin Feige from Marvel. Vince, do you have any predictions for the next year?
No, that sounds wonderful. That's pretty much, yeah, there's going to be, there will be a major terror attack.
Yeah, I don't like saying it, you know, because it's like that, if you put it out there, it's going to happen. But I'm also a realist. So.
No, absolutely.
I think it's going to happen.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
Now, who will be blamed will be the question. That's going to be the major question. I think some type, and I'm not talking about the terror attack, I think violence of some kind will happen. And man, I hope it's not at that Virginia rally, but I would not be surprised.
When's that rally?
20th. January 20th, Martin Luther King Day. It's their organizational day. Lobby day.
Damn.
The political divide's going to get worse leading up to the election. It's well, you're in this group, you're in this group, I hate this group. It back and forth, just nonsense. You're getting played, folks. You're getting both. It does it really matter whether it's the left boot or the right boot if the damn thing's stepping on your neck? No, it don't. Because both feet are of the same person. Guiding the feet. Figure out who's guiding the feet.
Feels good.
Oh, I know where you're going with that.
I'm sorry.
All right. Vince, do you have any final thoughts for the last show of 2019 and the decade?
Keep your stick on the ice. If the women don't find you handsome, at least they'll find you handy.
You can't take the high road. Take the high ground. And most importantly, folks, I don't care your politics, your sex, your gender, any of that shit. Be safe.
Be good to people.
Be good to people and keep your head on a swivel. Because, man, we're in scary times. We're in scary times. So, all right. I think that's it for 2019, Vince. Holy crap.
I know.
Our show next week, ladies and gentlemen, our annual Deadpool draft.
Hell yeah, I'm going to win this year or next year.
You already won this year. I got 2 days for, who the hell do I got for 2 days to
death and dismemberment? Fucking
die here. Man, come on, Kirk Douglas. Kirk Douglas will give me a tie. Juan is hoping for Vince McMahon or Jack Nicholson. Yeah. But we are doing the Deadpool draft. So if Vince takes somebody, they're off the board. Nobody else can take them.
That's right.
It's going to be interesting next week. So tune in for that if we're here. Because who the hell knows? So, like I said, be safe, everybody. And hopefully we will be back next week.
Bye.
Bye.